Kevin Windham, Dallas. Hey, I've been meaning to thinking about catching up to you. So we're like a month out. How is it? Like we're just retirement.
Dallas? No. Dallas is nice. I've heard from a lot of people along the way that retirement basically means that you don't make any money and you work your butt off. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much just fitting right into that category. No, I'm totally picking with that because my team's been super supportive, the whole Geico Honda team and, MSR, DVS, perfect time for me to plug all of them, Shoei and Spy and just Liat, just the guys that have been great to me and understanding. And now I'm just trying to find my place. You know, I don't retire with remorse or any level of hatred or anything for Supercross. It was just time to go, and it was definitely bittersweet for me. And now, just try to figure out what's next. Been enjoying talking about racing and enjoying watching the action and not missing out on the crashes that I see coming from tonight with Zach or any of the other crashes I've seen through the previous rounds, So
reminiscent of your Houston crash a little bit.
I mean, so much.
Yeah.
And, there's things that happen to me in the recent past here that really let me know how old I am. One, Ryan Dungey. We high-fived the KTM Junior Challenge kids at A3. And when we got through the line, he looked at me and said, last time I rode this, you gave me a high-five. I'm like, hey, thanks, Dunge. That's cool. Yeah, really. And then today, watching Zach Bell get up from a crash that, like you say, I thought was reminiscent of mine. And the dude bounces up, comes back for the LCQ, and wins. And, I don't know if it's a 120-pound frame fall and if it's youth or if he's just a badass. But me?
Yeah.
I'm on my way to the hospital, okay? It's so gnarly what these guys are doing, and my body just don't take it. I was walking the track earlier in the weekend, and a guy was behind me, and he heard my ankles cracking and knees popping, and he's all like, dude, what the hell is that? And I'm like, that's age, bro. That's just what happens.
Right.
So I made a good decision, but it doesn't make it easy.
Have you ridden at all?
Not one time. Opening ceremonies, transfers, which you're kind of starting to get gnarly because it's like, all right, it's been a month since I rode.
Tonight you had to split the scoring tower and the manager's tower.
Yeah, but transfers in Dallas are cheating because, man, it's a nice new stadium with that big-ass television.
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
does make it nice, man. I'm telling you, it's almost like not even dark out there. But it was a challenging, not so much the distance. It was only 75 feet, but splitting the uprights and the monster leaderboard was pretty hairy. Yeah.
Announcing, doing it on the floor, doing it in the booth. Do you like it? I mean, obviously, I think you're doing a great job at it, and we've all known you had a future for years, but do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
The first week on the floor was very, very stressful. You have a lot of people in your ear telling you what to do, and then to go to the booth got a little bit more relaxed because you're watching a screen and it's a little bit more laid back in the booth. Just got to hit your facts and target and just try to enunciate. That's hard. I'm from the South. It's kind of hard kind of hard to hit all of the syllables and everything, kind of slur them together. But that's difficult for me. And then tonight I felt a lot better being on the floor. And, right now it's just what's next for me. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to keep my options open and just see. I like being part of this team, specifically the Geico Honda team. But, I like being a part of the Feld family and in the community. I mean, it's you don't give your life to this and just walk away. And I do want to ride some more. I haven't yet, but when I ride, next time I want it to be at about 80%, not at 100.
Probably not Supercross.
Maybe not, but I just don't have to. Quadding something's kind of out. Maybe triples, but maybe just no shame in double.
All right, thanks, Kiddo.
Yeah, thank you.